When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We have seen record job growth. We have seen record corporate investment. And as a result, we have seen record receipts, surplus after surplus after surplus. More people are moving here for the first time in 10 years. And that is all translated into financial flexibility for us to provide even more tax relief. And so today I announced our initiative to provide no taxes on tips to all of those hardworking folks in the hospitality and restaurant and food industry, personal services. This is over 250,000 Virginians who work so hard. This is a great way for them to keep more money in their pocket as opposed to giving it to a government. We're already running surpluses, and therefore no taxes on tips is going to become the mantra in Virginia.
So Governor Youngkin is talking about one of those Donald Trump economic policies, no tax on tips, and we're seeing it start to get some legs and take some action. Let's get to our friend Steve Moore, the expert when it comes to all things economics, and his new book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Welcome back, Steve. It's good to have you here.
Well, Merry Christmas. Great to be with you. And I love that. You know, I live in Virginia. I had not heard that news that the no tax on tips is coming to Virginia. It should come to every state. And of course, we'll do that at the federal level when Trump gets into office. And incidentally, isn't it amazing? You know, Trump is not really president yet. He's not president for another four weeks, but it seems like he's in charge. And I don't know, have you seen Joe Biden at all? But I see Donald Trump all over the place. He's meeting with foreign leaders. He's bringing capital in the United States at a big press conference today about a huge, I think it was $50 to $100 billion of new investment in the United States. $100 billion by a Japanese company that's going to invest in, I think, 100,000 jobs or something.
Yes.
So it's just amazing. He is racing out of the gate. And as I said, he doesn't get inaugurated till January 20th. But it just seems like he's the president.
Yes. And it's kind of like nobody seems to mind. I keep saying somebody's been playing president for a long time. It wasn't Joe Biden. Whoever was pulling the reins before doesn't seem like they're trying to stop Trump. You know, talk to me a little bit about Donald Trump's ability to make deals, because the SoftBank CEO Masayoshi, who was talking about this $100 billion investment, I don't know if you've seen this particular part of it, but as Trump was introducing Masa to the press conference, he was like, I'd like to make it actually $200 billion.
I did see that.
I mean, he's making deals in the middle of announcing the current deal that they have on the table.
Yeah, and he also said this is the first of many big deals that are going to be forthcoming in the weeks and months ahead. You know what? Look, he was very good in the press conference today, and he basically said, look, We're going to cut tax rates. We're going to have one of the lowest tax rates in the world on businesses. We're going to get rid of some of these onerous regulations that make it expensive to do business. We're going to produce more American energy, which reduces our energy costs in America. And this is going to be like a magnet, he said, to bring companies and jobs back to the United States. And he's right about that. And then, you know, he was saying that, these tax cuts that he's talking about may even pay for themselves, because as you get more business and more people working, you get more tax revenue. And I thought, gee, that's the Laffer curve. That's, the Reagan idea. And it always seems to work. So I think it's amazing. And I just love, by the way, his demeanor. He's not, I've always said, and I've done your show for many years now, and I'm a friend of Donald Trump's, and I'm an incredible admirer of his, and I've worked with him, but I've always said, there's a good Trump and a bad Trump. But boy, all we've seen since, the last 3 months is the good Trump. Mm-hmm. He's been under control. He's been calm. He's been, magnanimous. He's been modest,
yeah.
But he's gone out and he's just doing the job. He's not name calling. And his approval rating today, Annie, is higher than it has ever been.
Man, it's so exciting to see this. I've referred to your book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. It sure is simpler to unleash prosperity when you have people begging to come have dinner at Mar-a-Lago, like the Bezoses and the Tim Cooks and the Zuckerbergs of the world. And then you have these world leaders who are making these phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of like jaw dropped at how much prosperity could be in front of us, knowing that he may not have all of that friction as he moves forward to try to make America great again.
Yeah, I think I had said many months ago on your show that we might have violence with Trump won, and he did win, and I was completely wrong on that. It's been very calm in the cities, and, thank God. And because so many of my Democratic friends are, who hated Trump 8 years ago, today say, well, he's doing some pretty good things. He's got some good ideas. So people are more open-minded to him. And so he's got an incredible amount of political capital right now. I want to race right out of the gates. He told me he's going to be signing a stack of executive orders, an inch thick. The first day he's in office, the first hours he's in office, he's chomping at the bit to do this. So he's going to race out of the gates like Secretariat. It's going to be a really exciting first 100 days, and I think you're going to really see the dividends from this. But I'm not here to tell you, though, that everything's fine and dandy, because I'm looking at some of the numbers, and the inflation is not over. Some of these lingering effects of Bidenomics are still going to be with us. So, I don't want to be too Pollyannish here, because there's a lot of work to be done.
We're speaking with Steve Moore. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, a Trump economic advisor as well. A lot of what we have seen from Donald Trump on the campaign as far as promises go is very much so America first. And I know I know if I say to you something about tariffs, you're going to tell me you're a free trade guy. I know that's coming, but I already know that.
You know me too well.
I do know that, Steve. But when I see the way he's talking about it, reciprocity with our trade partners across the globe, it seems as though he's not just protecting the American consumer, which is a lot of people who want to just oppose Trump are like, it's going to cost a lot more for the American consumer. Yeah. He's talking about protecting American business, American manufacturing. Tell me about what this direction of where he's going, including the tariffs, how this might affect our American economy.
Well, it's a really good point you're making. And I have to say that he made this point in the press conference today when he said, we will have tariffs. He said, but if companies come into the United States and create jobs here in Michigan, Ohio, Missouri, California, Maine, then they're only going to have to pay a 15% tax. So in other words, what he's doing is saying, OK, if you're going to buy stuff that's coming in from, let's say China, you're going to have to pay a tariff on that at the border. But if you make it here, you'll pay less tax. And so if that's the case, I'm very open-minded to that. I mean, look, I don't like tariffs or taxes. I don't like, and some things have to be made abroad. Some things, there's a law of comparative advantage. But to the extent that we can make more things here employing American workers, I'm all in favor of that. How about you?
Yeah, 100%. And being able to buy American, made in America. And I think that's a really exciting thing moving forward. One last quick question before we let you go. We're speaking with Steve Moore right now. One of the other big things, he's got economic, you know, first day initiatives that he's going to invest in. But of course, the border is another one. And one thing I keep hearing a lot of the people on the leftist side of the media say, you know, if you deport these people, who's going to do those jobs? And, you know, I'm thinking about times in American history where we've preyed upon super cheap labor for production. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the economy of the deportation of a lot of these people who are here, many of them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
We do have jobs.
It's a tough question because, look, let's start with what we can and all should agree on, which is you start with the criminals and the people who would do damage to the country and have done harm to the American citizens, and, you know, the drug dealers, the terrorists, the criminal element. You know, if you're in the country illegally and you've committed a crime, you're out of here. Right. And I don't understand why Joe Biden has let these people stay. And that's a lot. You know, that's probably a million people or so that will have to leave. Now, what do we do about people who've come into the country and they're just working and, you know, trying to make a good living for themselves and so on? I don't know. I'm not so sure I want to see those people. Look, we need workers in this country. Their birth rate is falling. 5,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. I'm very undecided about this. I do not want to see mass deportation. I don't think the American people do either. But maybe, you know, what do we do about these folks? Do we make them pay a penalty? Do we, do we have them go back and then reapply, you know, for admittance? I don't know. It's a tough one for me because, you know, people are just coming in here working and, you know, hard and that kind of thing. Well, that's, you know, they shouldn't have come in illegally, but they're not doing harm. Anybody who's working is not doing harm to our country. Now, if somebody comes in and goes on welfare, yeah, we can't come to this country and just go on welfare for government benefits. We're going to bankrupt the country.
Yeah. I just think that when Trump is addressing the border issue and the economy issue, I feel like the deal maker is going to make some deals that make some hardliners in the political parties bristle quite a bit. But I think realistically going forward, there's an opportunity to fix a system overall.
Well,
that
one thing he did say in his press conference, because he's been talking a bit about this, and, you know, he said, look, we don't want to separate families. Of course we don't. You know, we don't want to separate children from their parents and that kind of thing. So we have to work it out in a humane but economically sensible way. But let's start with it. Why would Joe Biden let these criminals stay here? Is he like trying to hurt our country?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Completely agree.
And then, of course, you have to, I forgot. The other thing you have to do is stop the illegal entry, right? You just got to, you know, he talked a lot about this at the, you know. By the way, did you see that Biden is trying to sell off the materials that we need to build the wall?
A nickel on the dollar.
It's crazy. It's subversive.
Yep.
And Trump was angry about that. I mean, he had a very good press conference today. He was very much under, but you could tell he was angry. He's like, why would Joe Biden do this? Now we're going to have to buy it back at 20 times what we sold it for.
We're 35 days away from Inauguration Day, Steve. I have a countdown on my phone, so I can always know how close we are. It makes me smile each time. Thank you so much for your time today. We always appreciate you.
Okay, Annie, have a great week. And
Merry Christmas to you, Steve Moore. We appreciate you. Steve Moore is a Distinguished Fellow in Economics at the Heritage Foundation, an economic advisor to Donald Trump, and a Monday guest on our show. One of the coolest guests that we have. We had him on. I know we booked him a few times. Was he coming on, Brad, before you were here?
Yeah, he was on before me.
So you came in September of 2021. Yeah. So he has been on for quite some time. I guess Katie had booked him at the time. And one time he goes, we should do this more often. We should do this weekly. He said it on the air. And we were like, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the genesis, huh?
Yes, let's go. Let's do that. And he was advising. I think he might have been on the show when Trump was president, so it might have been even in 2019.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's been a long time. But one of my favorite people who we have on with regularity, because he gives us such an interesting up-close-and-personal view, and he's not afraid to say like a negative thing here, a negative thing there about President Trump. But I just, thinking, especially the way he was making the point at the beginning of that conversation, he's like, Donald Trump's not even the president yet. And things are moving at a fast pace in the correct direction.
$100 billion investment from a major bank. Well, maybe $200 billion.
Developed in the middle of the conversation. And then Donald Trump put his arm around Moss's neck.
If you didn't see the video, you got to see. I mean, I think we have it on our stream. You can rewind it to that moment, the first segment.
It was amazing. All right. You want to take a quick break? Congresswoman Mary Miller, not in studio, but on air with us when we come back. She is the 15th district representative in the United States House of Representatives in Illinois. And we're going to talk to her. She has been involved with, you know, a lot of the developments that have been coming along with the Trump transition team. We'll hear from Congressman Mary Miller about how she expects the unity of the Republican House. Ryan, isn't it like the biggest question mark that exists is can the Republicans act as one unit in the new Congress, in the House of Representatives? Because if they can't, this is down the drain fast.
You got a narrow, narrow majority.
Yes. But you've got the majority.
You do have it.
Let's talk to Congresswoman Mary Miller when we come back. And then after that, we'll get to a discussion about the YouTube live chat poll, which I don't even know if I've mentioned yet today. Do you care about the mysterious drones over the United States? Yes or no? Initially, I was going to ask the question, do you believe that the United States government knows the whole story of the drones? And then, of course, President Trump at his press conference, he was asked about him, and he's like, they know. The government knows. The military knows. They watch these things take off and land. They know exactly what's going on and why they aren't telling you. I have no idea. So I'm glad I didn't ask that question. But I do want to know how much you care about the mysterious drones over the United States, because this is one of those stories. Sometimes we kind of, you know, professionally, but also privately, get extra interested in the story. I never want to be so interested in something that I'm pushing it upon y'all. And you're going, okay, Annie, enough of the drones. So let us know on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll if you're still interested in these mysterious drones and the story behind them. When we come back, Congresswoman Mary Miller. Don't go away.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.